Space is so infinitely huge. Every 20 billion years, at the current rate of the universe's expansion, its size will double. Hold on, that's a bit of a mind f***. Must be a lot of weird phenomenon out there. Let's investigate some of it. In this episode, Dr. J.N. English will talk about galaxies. Could be good. So load up your Tough Kit Formula 9 Billion Series IF rocket, strap on your Super G helmet, and let's go.
Welcome to the Intergalactic Space Traveler's Journal.
Hello, Good Orbit, Sticky Fridge Stuff here again on location at the main helium filter aboard Pan Stigimar, Lipser number 2041. Somewhere east of Dwat. I'm hoping to speak with engineers responsible for the tremendous helium problem here, resulting in the mass evacuation of some 706 million residents. Hello? Hello there? Engineers? Hello? Yo? Are you there? Engie-man? Do you read me? Come out! Come out wherever you are, hey!
Dwat. The electrically charged dirt on Dwat, part of the planetary system Explained, has lent itself nicely to a fascinatingly cryptic form of music varidoids. Plant conductors at various elevations emitting sounds collected by orbiting satellitic converters produce a drone so horrendously dissonant that even new music ape descendants from the Milky Way galaxy can't quite appreciate this auditory monstrosity, and that is a shock. The sound, however, is so beautiful to the Dwatarians that when a particularly pleasingly dissonant chord combination hits, they immediately pull out their Vibral 6 pan-telepathic communication devices and begin to exchange contact information with each other with extreme urgency and fervor. Dwatarians, in fact, rarely stay in touch, but love to possess great collections of coordinates and contacts. The Dwatarian national saying is, "If music be the food of love, then drone on." Also, stay in touch. Which, of course, they don't really mean at all.
I'm going to tell you something special about galaxies, and I won't hide anything from you. I'm going to tell you that most of the stuff in galaxies is hidden, unseen. Galaxies are like islands in the universe, covered in tens of millions to trillions of stars, each star encircled with its own family of planets. Some of these islands are gargantuan, analogous to Australia on Earth. Others are small, analogous to that outcrop of rock at the cottage where your family walks around the whole shoreline in less than an hour. It's dizzying. The planets orbit around individual stars, and these star families orbit around the centers of galaxies. And get this, in most galaxies, the stars all orbit in the same direction. It's like they are in a race to a finish line, with some star families on the inside track, and others are on the outside track, and still others are on every track in between. Now here's the thing. The stars on the outer track are moving at the same speed as the stars on the middle tracks. Both sprint at almost 800,000 kilometers an hour. However, in a star family, the outer planets circle much slower than the planets that are closer to the parents. Why don't the outer stars in a galaxy move slower too? Why are they at the same speed? This is the effect of dark matter. Just as we see soil and rock at the surface of an island, but we don't see the Earth's crust that the island is part of, 90% of the stuff in the galaxy is hidden from our telescopes. What is it? Well, some very tiny fraction of it is very faint planets. But the rest of dark matter? That's a subject for a whole other podcast.
Landing your craft on the planet of Thuk takes nerves of steel and plenty of luck. Where once was all land is now all erosion, and attempts at landing result in explosion. The planet's economy, of course, benefits greatly from this affectation, making huge sums of money off insurance schemes, small market grocery shops, and all manner of vending machines, including ones for small aftermarket body parts. Hard-landing victims line up for these extremely costly body bits for hours, hence the cosmically coined phrase, "You're shit out of luck when you land on Thuk."
The desire to know something of our neighbors in the immense depths of space does not spring from idle curiosity, nor from thirst for knowledge, but from a deeper cause. And it is a feeling deeply rooted in the heart of every human being capable of thinking at all. Nikola Tesla.
Thank you for listening to Episode 6 of the Intergalactic Space Traveler's Journal. Today you heard the voices of Dr. J.N. English, Liz Franklin, Derek Orford, and Jeff Bennett. Created and produced by Jeff Bennett and Andre Hiertz for TTG Music Lab. Audio production and original music by Andre Hiertz. Tune into Episode 7, where we will discuss dark matter and learn about the ASCAP of Perry and the smell of space. Could be good. So look for us wherever you find your podcasts.